I am speaking with Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Farm Policy with the National Cotton Council. And we're going to talk a little bit about the farm bills passed out of the Senate and House Agriculture Committees this week and what is in them for cotton producers. Because one of the issues, of course, being the WTO concerns with Brazil and how they might be addressed because they are supposed to be addressed in these farm bills. So let's start with that, Gary. What is in the House and Senate farm bills for cotton regarding the WTO issue?
Well, there is a lot of commonality between the cotton provisions of both the House and Senate bills, and you're right in the sense that as we started this farm bill debate, we've had this long-running dispute with Brazil within the WTO, and you know, not to go back in too much in history, but the WTO did rule against certain provisions of the existing cotton programs, primarily the countercyclical payment target price and the marketing loan program. So the effort has been and the focus has been to try to come up with farm policy for cotton in the new farm bill that will resolve the case, and we believe that that stacks, what we refer to as stacks, which would be a new area-wide revenue insurance option for cotton, is a way to resolve the case and meet the panel's findings. And this would be a new crop insurance product that cotton farmers would have the opportunity to purchase. It's designed to complement their existing crop insurance purchases and really cover a level of risk for which today they don't have any affordable options to do so. And so that's a big part of the cotton provisions that are in both bills.
So essentially you're saying that the provisions in both of the bills are pretty much the same regarding cotton, so they should be able to be maintained in conference, assuming we get there at some point in time?
Yes, we certainly hope so. Yes, the provisions of stacks are very similar. They also continue the marketing loan for cotton, but it has a modified formula that would allow the marketing loan rate to adjust lower in times of low prices. So it looks at a moving average of the adjusted world price. The House does have in it some what's referred to kind of as transition payments that are provided to assist growers while stacks is being implemented. So that's a difference that has to be worked out. But when you look across the totality of upland cotton provisions, again, a lot of similarities. Both continue the economic adjustment assistance for our U.S. textile industry. That was a program that was started in the 2008 Farm Bill. So it's continued. So, yes, we hopefully will see those, you know, survive and make it to conference. Of course, the next big hurdle or challenge for us will be for these two bills that came out of committee to move to the floor debate. We expect that to happen sometime over the next few weeks, probably likely to be next week in the Senate.
Are you hearing any reaction to this particular, these provisions with regard to the Brazil WTO case that makes you think that this will resolve the issue?
Well, nothing definitive since the bills have come out of committee. We haven't really heard any definitive feedback. We do know that we've been hearing feedback all through this debate, which now stretches back over the past 12 to 18 months. And we know that there was some features of stacks that Brazil had bigger problems with, most notably what was referred to as a reference price in some of the earlier versions of stacks. That's not in stacks now, so we think certainly without having that reference price in there, since that was one of Brazil's primary objectives, that you know, we think this puts together a package that should satisfy the case.
Now, you mentioned, of course, these do have to go to the floor at this point. Do you anticipate any opposition on the floor to these provisions?
I mean, we always have to be prepared for some of these to be challenged. We know it's going to have farm programs always have their critics, both in the House and the Senate. We have not seen any specific amendments yet. My guess is we'll start to see some of that as it gets a little bit closer to the Senate debate. It may be some time before we know that in the House debate. But yeah, we're going to be prepared, particularly as we head into the Senate. And we're going to be encouraging our members throughout the industry to certainly contact their senators and urge them to support the bill as it was passed out of committee. And if there are amendments that would seek to alter some of the upland cotton provisions certainly oppose those. But we don't know of any specific ones yet because the amendment list isn't put together, but we're going to be prepared and expect some to happen.
Beyond the specific cotton provisions, is there any other things that are included in these two committee bills that for cotton farmers, just as farmers in general, like conservation or anything that you particularly like or don't like?
Well, I think when you look at, certainly farmers, most of the farmers that grow cotton grow other commodities as well, so they'll have to evaluate some of the program choices that are in there for other commodities. I think something else that farmers need to look at closely, and again, not just for cotton, but for other commodities as well, is just some of the other general changes to the insurance programs that are out there. There's some features included that would look at just some different ways that producers can make some of their insurance choices without getting into, too much of the nuts and bolts. I think farmers will find some of those changes in insurance programs that apply, not only apply to cotton, but apply to other crops. I think they'll find those to be attractive as well.
Gary, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to comment on at this time?
No, I think that's probably it. We'll just have to kind of watch this process move forward. And I guess the one thing we hope is that we can, see Congress try to complete its action this summer so that we can get a farm bill, a multi-year farm bill in place, and give producers some certainty about what the policy is going to be for the next few years.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Gary Adams with the National Cotton Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.